This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. When someone gets diagnosed with COVID-19, they must separate from others, maybe hole up in a room or the basement, in order to not spread the virus to others. But for folks without homes in Western Massachusetts, that's nothing like what they may have to go through this winter. Greta Yocum is covering this story for the Daily Hampshire Gazette.
Yeah, so a number of city and town leaders, mayors and town administrators are kind of sounding the alarm about this, because currently the only isolation and quarantine site for people experiencing homelessness, if they test positive or and need to go there, is in Everett, which is, you know, outside of Boston, a pretty long trek for anyone in Western Mass. And so that seems to be the only option, at least from what the state is offering for those people right now. So, you know, the mayor of Northampton and Springfield and Holyoke and a number of other city and town leaders are trying to push the state to reopen a isolation and quarantine hotel, perhaps in Northampton. The Northampton mayor said he'd be happy for it to be anywhere in the western part of the state.
There have been quarantine sites in Western Mass previously during this pandemic, right?
Yeah, there was one at the Quality Inn in Northampton right off 91. It was there, I think, maybe till the end of the summer or so. And then it stopped being an isolation and quarantine site. So I think they're hoping for it perhaps to be in that building again.
As things get more complicated with folks trying to move into shelters, probably to just stay warm and and not having a space or being turned away.
Yeah, absolutely. In Northampton specifically, there's, you know, two shelters and they're both open, but at half capacity. So they're, you know, looking for more space to accommodate more people, which they usually sort of increase their capacity during the winter when it gets cold. But they haven't announced sort of their plan or where that space will be yet. They're working on it. And last year they were able to have that space in the high school, Northampton High School, because school wasn't in session, but there are people in the school now. So that's not an option.
So what are the barriers to simply relocating something back into Western Massachusetts for these people if they get sick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really sure exactly what the barriers are in terms of the state perspective or why they haven't done it, or, you know, what their thoughts are exactly that the barriers are. But the town manager at Amherst seemed to think that the site might have not gotten a lot of use in Northampton when it was open. So it's perhaps a financial sort of consideration, but I'm not totally sure.
Do you talk to a homeless person in Northampton who goes by the name of Smiles, who said you don't displace an already displaced person? How does she see this situation?
Yeah, so she didn't know that if she or one of the other people like in her community tested positive, they'd have to go to Everett if they didn't have some other like option here, like a friend or a family member or something that would be willing to take them in, I guess. She didn't actually know that, but she, you know, said generally she would never be interested in really leaving Northampton or going far to go find any kind of shelter or stay at a shelter. I think she sees Northampton as like her home and her community. So going to Everett would be extremely sort of far and out of the question.
So the coalition of leadership across Western Massachusetts signed onto this letter that was sent on to the state advocating for a facility or facilities in Western Massachusetts. What will be known and when do we expect to hear back if there's going to be some movement on moving that facility closer by?
That's a really good question. I don't know the answer to that. I hope that the Health and Human Services Department of the state will get back to me, but I'm not totally sure. But I know that all the city and town leaders hope that it's soon, especially going into the colder months and what, you know, is a rise in COVID in the state and across the country.
Greta Yocum is a reporter for the Daily Hampshire Gazette. Greta, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.